From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It appears that the opposition has seized control in Bishkek. That's the capital city of Kyrgyzstan, a former Soviet republic in Central Asia. The parliament has elected a former opposition lawmaker to be the country's interim president. And among the questions that remain unanswered today are, where is the man who has apparently been ousted, President Askar Akayev, and what do the people who've taken power stand for? Reporter Greg Walters is in Bishkek covering events there for Moscow Times and the Financial Times. First of all, Greg Walters, what happened today and what's going on in the capital city now?
Today there was really amazing chaos and a large crowd of protesters who had gathered along the plan of peacefully protesting outside the presidential headquarters in a sort of imitation of what happened in Ukraine and in Georgia ended up descending into violence within minutes of their assembly. A group of young men, apparently from the southern city of Osh, which is already under control of the opposition movement, surged forward towards government riot police, and the government riot police fought back. So there was a lot of stone throwing, of people hitting each other with sticks. Some people were very severely injured, but the protesters were far outnumbered. The riot police surged forward, and in a scene reminiscent of Sergei Eisenstein's The Battleship Potemkin, they surged through the gates of the presidential administration, pounded in the windows of the front building, and physically took over the government.
Well, when we speak of the protesters or the opposition, what unites them? Is there an idea, an ethnicity, a regional identification, or a particular resentment? How do you describe what exactly they're opposed to or what they stand for?
Well, you know, there are a number of characteristics that supposedly unite the opposition. However, from my personal experience talking to protesters today in Bishkek, it seems that most people are really angry at President Akayev. Kyrgyzstan is in fact one of the more liberal of Central Asia's republics. It's compared to its neighbors, it was at one point a kind of island of relative democracy. However, in the last few years, he's really clamped down. System has been more closed, and the economy has really been very sluggish. People are upset that they are poor and homeless that I talked to in the streets today. People are upset they don't have jobs, and they see that President Akayev and his family control large swaths of the economy, and they blame him, whether rightly or not, for much the state of the economy and for the joblessness that is here. Most of the people that I interviewed today on the streets were jobless.
Speaking of President Akayev, where is he, or where do people think he is, or where is he not, for that matter?
Well, it is said here that he is not in Kyrgyzstan. However, there are other contradictory reports that they can't even verify that. One report has it that he went to Russia, and his family fled to Kazakhstan. In any case, it's still a mystery. He's the country's missing president, and no one knows where he is.
Whatever this is, it's not much of a velvet revolution so far.
No, in fact, in many ways, it differs dramatically from the revolutions that took place in Ukraine and Georgia, which were peaceful, in which basically peaceful, persistent protests ousted the government after fraudulent elections, or allegedly fraudulent elections. Now, here there were the same allegedly fraudulent elections, but the protests today immediately exploded, and it's a very different situation.
Greg Walters, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Reporter Greg Walters speaking to us from Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan in Central Asia.